You are listening to an ADIS podcast.
Hello, my name is Dominic Britton, and I'm the head of development for Novartis' Inhaled Respiratory Medicines. And I'm also the corresponding author of the manuscript, The Unique Drug Development Strategy of Indicatoryl Acetate, Glycopyrronium Bromide, Mometasone Furoate, a first-in-class, once-daily, single inhaler, fixed-dose combination treatment for asthma. Now, whilst the title may be a bit of a mouthful, I hope you'll be engaged by the publication itself, in which we set out the development strategy that led to the first ever LABA-LAMA ICS combination therapy to be approved for the maintenance treatment of asthma. I'll explain later what those acronyms stand for. It's a development strategy that also resulted in the first asthma medicine in the EU that can be prescribed with a digital companion, an aspect that led the European Medicines Agency to include this approval as one of the outstanding contributions to public health in their 2020 highlights report. As such, I think the publication will be of special interest to those who want to learn about drug development strategy and a tangible example of how to accelerate it, as well as those with an interest in inhaled medicines, combination medicines, and/or respiratory medicines. Now, from a patient and a disease perspective, we know that asthma affects an estimated 358 million people worldwide and can cause significant personal, health, and financial burden when not adequately controlled. We also know that patients with uncontrolled asthma may downplay or underestimate the severity of their disease and are at a higher risk of exacerbations, hospitalization, or even death. Nonetheless, despite current therapy, over 45% of patients with asthma at GINA steps 4 and 5 remain uncontrolled. And GINA stands for the Global Initiative for Asthma, and it's the organization behind an annually updated stepwise treatment strategy. Some of the barriers that lead to this lack of disease control include poor adherence, incorrect inhaler technique, safety issues with oral corticosteroids, and ineligibility for biologics. And together, these have created an unmet need for new, affordable, and effective medicines that provide better treatment options to patients with inadequately controlled asthma. To help try and meet this need, scientists at Novartis, along with industry and academic partners around the world, set about developing a combination of a long-acting beta agonist, a LABA, a long-acting muscarinic antagonist, a LAMA, and an inhaled corticosteroid, an ICS, to be delivered all together in a single inhaler and to be used as a once-daily regimen. And additionally, in order to try and help address adherence and inhaler technique challenges, this medicine was developed with an optional digital companion, which includes a sensor that attaches to the inhaler and can be linked to a smartphone app, providing patients with inhalation confirmation, medication reminders, and access to objective data that can be shared with their physician, all in the hope that this can help them make better therapeutic decisions. In this publication, we outline the unique strategy used in the accelerated development of this LABA-LAMA ICS combination, which reduced the time to approval by approximately 4 years, as against what could have been expected from a traditional approach. It was a strategy that drew on various different approaches, firstly selecting individual components with an already established efficacy and safety. Secondly, bridging doses of the selected components from different formulations and different devices. Thirdly, developing the treatment in parallel with the corresponding LABA-ICS combination treatment rather than sequentially. And fourthly, submitting for regulatory approval before the formal completion of the pivotal phase 3 studies. So, in conclusion, as a result of the development strategy described in this publication, the approval of this first-in-class asthma medicine was accelerated by around 4 years. Novel data was generated, and a unique optional digital companion was also approved in the European Union. I hope you enjoy reading our account of that work, and I hope it will also inform and help others in their efforts to develop new, improved medicines for patients. Thank you.
You are listening to an ADIS podcast. For a full list of declarations, including funding and author disclosure statements, please read the article on the journal website.